Hi, welcome to Extra Time. I'm John Raymond, web editor for sport here at The National. We're doing a Formula One podcast today with the Abu Dhabi Grand Prix coming up and the very exciting title duel that will be happening here between Nico Rosberg and Lewis Hamilton. I'm joined by Graham Cagill, our resident F1 expert, and Gary Minahan, our non-resident F1 expert, our reporter that goes out into the world. Thanks for joining me, guys. So I'll just start. Let's just lay out the situation, I guess, first that we're going to have here, Graham, in Abu Dhabi. What's the point situation? What does Lewis Hamilton, who has the edge right now, need to do to win? And in what scenario can Rosberg win?
Well, obviously, as has been well documented, this is going to be the first ever double points race in Formula One history. And it certainly makes Lewis's life a little bit harder, but it's still very much in his own hands. He brings a 17-point lead here to Yas Marina Circuit next weekend. And all he has to do, and obviously I'm doing that down a little bit, all he has to do is be first or second, and that guarantees his second world title. If he is outside of that, if he is third or lower and Nico Rosberg, his Mercedes teammate, wins the race, then Nico will take the title. And there's various permutations, but the simple one is Nico must score 18 more points than Lewis in Abu Dhabi to have a chance. And if Nico finishes outside the top five or does not finish or is sixth or lower, then Hamilton is world champion regardless of what he does himself in the race.
Graham, you've followed the Mercedes duel quite closely this year. Nico Rosberg obviously got up to the better start. Lewis Hamilton then stormed back. But in Brazil, Nico Rosberg finally won for the first time in, I think, five races. What finally clicked again for him, and how did he? Obviously, that was a very crucial win. Otherwise, the race would have been over. So how did he pull that off?
Well, he's been threatening to put in that kind of performance for quite a while, and that his qualifying pace all season has been fantastic. They've set up this new award this season in Formula One called the Pole Position Trophy to recognise the man who takes the most poles in the season. And Nico actually achieved that, or sealed it in Brazil with his 10th pole. He's led a number of races, but he has always seemed to crack when he's under pressure from Lewis or make a mistake. In Italy, when he was leading, he braked and ran wide at the first corner. He outbraked himself in the first turn in Russia and made a mistake. And in America, he admitted himself he was probably a little bit not aggressive enough with his tyres at the start of his second stint, allowing Lewis to get close enough to pass him. But he drove flawlessly in Brazil. It was a fantastic performance. He led from the start, but he was under heavy pressure from Lewis, who probably had marginally the faster race pace. But the Mercedes cars are so well matched that it was always going to have to take a mistake from Nico. But Brazil is one of the hardest challenges of the season. It's a very bumpy track at Sao Paulo, and Rosberg didn't put a real wong. And it's really sort of set it up, because if he'd lost that race to Hamilton, he would have been more than 30 points behind, and it would have given Hamilton a much bigger margin for error coming into the race from limited chances. As it is, he's still the underdog coming to Abu Dhabi, but he at least has given himself a decent chance of at least putting Lewis under heavy pressure in the race.
We'll just change tack just a little bit here and get Gary going. Over the next couple of weeks, this is all going to be stuff that comes out and that is news leading into the Abu Dhabi race. Just tell us a little bit about what's kind of expected to fall out, I guess, first from the team situation. We've got Marussia and Caterham that appear to be gone already, and there's lots of talk about Lotus and Sauber and Force India. And beyond that, also the driver situation with Fernando Alonso leaving Ferrari and Sebastian Vettel arriving supposedly at Ferrari, Jenson Button maybe out at McLaren. Just kind of give us the breakdown of all that's going to be swirling around the next couple of weeks.
Yeah, I mean, Abu Dhabi is always, a lot of business gets done in Abu Dhabi. They say it's the Monaco of the Middle East. That's because there's so much going on away from the track as well as on the track. So lots of deals get signed, lots of drivers, lots of announcements get made regarding drivers. There's a lot of negotiating going on away from the actual racetrack. Some of the things we know that are already in place, as you mentioned, we know Sebastian Vettel's going to Ferrari. We now know that Fernando Alonso is definitely leaving Ferrari. He's going to McLaren. So there's a lot going on, and there's a lot looking forward to next year. In terms of the teams, we know that Marussia and Caterham are both having massive financial problems, as are several teams, Force India, Sauber, Lotus even. Sauber recently announced their driver lineup for next year, and they're going to have Felipe Nasser, not Felipe Massa. Felipe Nasser is he's a young Brazilian. He's very highly thought of over there. He brings with him a lot of money, so hopefully that will sort Sauber out to some extent. But yeah, there'll be lots going on away from the track. That's one thing is for certain.
Is there anything that might surprise us? I don't know if anything you might have heard over the course of the season or anything that's kind of starting to rumble a little bit lower right now. Like you said, most of the stuff seems to be out there, if not quite official. But is there any, I don't know, anything that might take the F1 world by storm?
I think one thing nobody is really quite sure about yet is the future of Jenson Button. There's a lot of talk that Abu Dhabi could be his last Formula 1 race and he's going to race in Ewan's cars. But like I said, that's not been confirmed yet. I know Jensen's a very popular guy in the paddock. He's also very popular among the fans. And McLaren will be well aware of that. McLaren haven't had the best of seasons, for a couple of years now. So they need to push on. They need to make sure that their reputation doesn't continue to fall. And by losing Button, they're obviously risking a little bit of popularity by doing so. So that's something to keep an eye on. What way it's going to go, I get the indication that Button is likely to leave Formula 1, but that's just my guess, really, at this stage.
Now, both of you might be able to speak a little bit to this one. One big glaring element of the Abu Dhabi Grand Prix this year is that the double points rule change. There's been a lot of talk about this, so maybe you guys can just give us a quick sense of, you know, how it's been received throughout the year and whether that's the perception, which has largely been negative, is changing at all, or if there's any kind of second thoughts about how poor a decision it was to make it double points, given that Graham kind of wrote about this the other day. It worked. It has set up a final race title duel. So is there any kind of, I guess, rethinking the double points popular perception?
Graham, I'll let you take that one, Graham.
I think obviously there's been a lot of criticism, especially from F1 purists, like international media were very critical of it earlier in the season. And I think it is a good thing that ultimately the title race would have come here regardless of the double points. So it doesn't feel quite as manufactured as it could have been in other scenarios. It would have been great if Hamilton had been more than, say, 40 points clear and, you know, in theory would be in danger of losing a title that he would normally have won by now. But I think we're looking at... It's going to be an interesting... I think it works in the sense that Hamilton still has a lot of work to do and it makes him a bit harder for him than it would have been. In that if he just had to finish sixth, which is how it would have been in a normal point system, yeah, it gives him a healthy margin of error. By second place, he can't really mess around. I think he will go aggressive in Abu Dhabi anyway and will try and win the race from the front the old-fashioned way. But I think, you know, there's going to be little... It doesn't give him much margin of error for getting that wrong. So in that respect, I think it helps to show in that way. Obviously, if Hamilton finished third and Rosberg won... Under the old point system, Hamilton would still have been champion, but he would lose it this way, and that might not go down too well because Hamilton will have won 10 races this season to Rosberg 6 if Rosberg won Abu Dhabi that way. But in fairness, it's not a case of Rosberg just gaining the championship just by a freakish points element. He stayed close to Hamilton all year. He might not have had Hamilton's overall pace, but he's made not that many errors compared to Hamilton. I think their errors have been comparable in some ways, but... I just hope it is decided fairly in the track, then that double points doesn't play a part in it in that regard.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not a fan of the double point system, and I've not really hidden that in recent weeks. But the one thing that it has done, and you can't deny this, is that it's forced teams to continue developing the car until the end of the season. Not just teams of the front two looking to win the championship or finish higher up in the championship standings. Smaller teams like Sauber, they know that if they finish 9th or 10th, they're not just picking up a couple of points here. They're picking up a much more substantial amount of points. And that's worth a lot of money at this stage of things.
Well, then, just we'll wrap it up here and kind of ask both of you whether there any reason you guys have or might have for to favor either Hamilton or Rosberg in this race, and I guess who you think will ultimately come away with the title here?
I think Lewis will come away with the title. I don't necessarily think he'll win the race, but I think he'll do enough to win the championship. Nico's done well here in previous years. He's finished third last year, I think. He's finished fourth here as well. Lewis has retired a couple of times here. He obviously won in 2011. But I think the pair of them, I can't really see past the 1-2 finish. And I think Nico might just edge the race for Lewis to win the championship.
I would go with that scenario too. I think the pole position duel on Saturday might be the best one of the season, because I think it's going to play a big part in defining how a race plays out, because Rosberg needs to get that pole and to be able to sort of lead from the front and control Hamilton's pace, because I don't think it'll be like Brazil where we see Rosberg blast from the distance, because the Mercedes disappearing down the field away from him else does him no favours. The championship's been won with the constructors' title already, I mean. So I think pole will be crucial. Like, Hamilton will want to make his life as easy as possible, and the easiest way is to lead. And obviously, I think he will have good pace here. He's, as you said, Gary, he's won here before. He took the first ever pole position here in 2009, and I think he took it again in 2012. He goes very, very well here. So I'm confident that Hamilton will seal the title. Hopefully we'll win, because that's always a great way to seal a championship. But he'll be a worthy champion.
Here's a hypothetical situation for you, Graham. Hamilton wipes out Rosberg in retaliation for Belgium.
Could happen. Well, that's why a pole position is going to be important, because if Hamilton gets himself in front, Rosberg's going to have to risk an overtaking manoeuvre, and it's a much bigger risk to... obviously, Rosberg's going to... He's done it once before where he judged it well enough to take Hamilton out and finish second, but to do it again, it's going to be a massive risk to do it, so... That's why I think pole's going to be crucial in that regard. But yeah, it could happen.
Well, thanks again, both of you guys, for joining me. I'm John Raymond. I was joined by, again, Graham Cagill and Gary Minahan. This is produced by DT Unnikrishnan and the National Multimedia Desk. You can find it on the National Sport Twitter, which is at SPRT National UAE, or the National Multimedia Twitter, which is at NSV UAE. Thanks for listening.